Now, there are certain objectives to accomplish while working with the vocal exercises, and here are the first three. The first, conquer your ribcage expansion. Hold your ribs open from the sides of your back and think out and up in a wide V. The second is master keeping your jaw open and unmoving as you sing through each exercise. As you become more accustomed to keeping your ribcage expanded during the vocal exercises, begin working on keeping your jaw open and unmoving. You can start by opening your mouth a comfortable distance and then not moving it. Then begin sneaking it open a little more at a time until you've achieved a two-finger distance as discussed in Chapter 8. The third objective is to let your stomach relax. Expand the ribs from the sides, but not from your stomach. Don't hold the stomach muscles tight. You may feel a stretch, just don't hold them. Don't make the stomach move, especially while you're singing. If you do, you'll be pushing out air. The fourth point, and last for now, is to get used to taking short, quick inhales between each exercise melody. Don't fill your lungs with air. It won't feel comfortable, and you don't need that much. As you really use your ribcage expansion, the air stream will automatically become more and more precise. You will not have to compensate for air wastage by taking a big breath. If you find your voice sounding breathy, it may be because you've taken in too much air. If this is the case, muscularly hold open your ribs, exhale just a bit, and then take in a short, quick inhale and continue the exercise.